Thank you for calling Home Pro.
Hello.
Oh, Betty, I think we got cut off, huh? Yes. Hi, it's Tina again from Local Splash. I think we got cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking, does he remember that guy that he went out for the?
Yes, he does remember. Yes. But
oh,
that
good.
Was a repair. Yeah, it wasn't like a roof installation, which is what we really want.
Well, you have to understand one thing is that when an account's in suspension, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming taking place, and that will affect your results because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when an account is active, you know, every single day they're updating the information, refreshing your data. That's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page. But your account went into suspension on June 15th, and that gentleman called in on June 18th. So, I mean, you're still, you know, getting a little bit of traction, but not the type of results that you'll get, you know, once this payment's up to speed. And one thing
okay.
I can do to help you guys out is if you're able to take care of the June 15th payment, I can then push the next billing out 30 days so you would be paid in full until August 3rd and you wouldn't have to worry about that July 15th payment that would have hit. In addition to that,
We're not interested. Would you please cancel our service?
So in order to cancel per the terms and conditions that Tom signed, we'd have to collect the past due balance, but absolutely we can cancel
so
right after.
Yeah, we're no longer going to be paying for the service. So we want to
correct.
Cancel.
Yeah,
so
that's
send,
why.
Send me the bill for $199, but I would like to cancel at this point.
So it can't cancel. It continues to reoccur until this settles.
Well, we don't
so
have that account. So you won't be billing that account.
I understand, but it will affect your business and your credit because it continues to reoccur and
so
then it goes.
So I'm asking you to cancel it and please send over the bill for $199.
I'll send you an email of the bill, but again, it has to be settled before 3 business days of your next billing, so no later than July 12th. So in order to prevent the July 15th charge. So let me just look on the calendar and see what day of the week that is. That's next week's Saturday. That would be the maximum to pay it in order to cancel. So and just, you know, have that one charge. Unless, you know, you wanted to settle it right now and you don't want to give your info over the phone, I can send you the login to the dashboard and tell you how to go in and kind of update it on your end. And then once it pays, I can cancel it and then you get the email that it's been canceled. And that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. You know what I mean?
All right, just send me the email and cancel us at this time. Thank you.
Yeah, it's gonna, it can't cancel until it's paid.